You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're joined by Beth Carvin, CEO of Jam Bios, a memoir writing platform with a one memory at a time storytelling format that lets you write in bite-sized chapters and invite family and friends to add details with a click. You gotta love the concept. And Beth, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
And Beth, great to have you out. Thanks for your time. So tell us, what is Jam Bios and what inspired you to create it?
Absolutely. Yes. Jam Bios is an online website, and it is designed to help people reminisce and write those life stories. And as you mentioned at the beginning, you can do so alone or you can do so with your friends and your family. And the inspiration really came from that. My family had a group email, and I was watching as my elderly dad and his twin brother and their other brother started writing these memories about growing up in the bar in Boston that their father owned. And it was just fascinating to hear them kind of riff off each other with the memories. And one's talking about the old barmaid, and one's talking about some slot machine or something and making some alcohol that maybe they weren't supposed to. And it was just so amazing to watch as the memories grew, as each one added something. And I just knew that we needed a way to get all those stories down somewhere forever.
Quite creative on your part, no doubt. Good stuff. What's different about this from a journaling program, per se, or just using a Microsoft Word document to record different stories from your life?
That's a great question. I'd say there's a lot of things, but I'd say the top three. The first one would be collaboration. Jam Bios is really designed to build out that life story together with the people that were there with you. So, for example, let's say, Eric, you were writing about, I don't know, some crazy things you did while you were in high school. You'd be able to invite some of your classmates that you still might be in touch with to read what you wrote and then to add what they remember. So the memories build off of each other, and if you like what they wrote, then they get added into your Jam Bio as a sidebar to your story. So I'd say the collaboration would be probably topped. And then in addition to that, the sharing and the privacy aspect. So everything in your Jam Bio is private by default. It's set up kind of like a book with chapters and sections. And for each section, that's where you write your stories. You can choose with whom you'd like to share it or with nobody at all. So you might write one section that you just keep for yourself. You might write another that you want to share with certain people, but then maybe there's something else, you know, you're going to share with a different set of people. You can also share on, we have a community bookshelf, or you can submit it to our curated memory gallery, which goes more public. So it starts off very, very private and secure, and then you open it up bit by bit. And then the last thing I would say that makes it different, certainly from a Microsoft Word document, is that it's a whole lot of fun. We have a digital biographer that can ask question prompts. So for each chapter topic, there are related questions. We have this fun chapter called Did You Ever?, which has questions like, did you ever go skinny dipping? Or did you ever make prank phone calls? Or whatever. And then you can write the stories that go along with those. So there's all different ways to try to have fun while you're reminiscing.
Yeah, most certainly there. Tell us, how are people using the platform? What kind of stories are they telling?
Oh my gosh, all types. It's actually been remarkable, and that's one of the learning lessons, I think, for us at Jam Bios, is that people use it in so many different ways. Some people use it very therapeutically. We've seen a lot of really, really difficult stories about drug abuse, about sexual abuse, about abuse at the hands of a parent. And then others are more lighthearted. Some people are using it very specifically to get their memoirs down. They have a goal to pass it along to children and grandchildren. And then others, like me, I put me in this category, I just enjoy getting my stories down. I like the reminiscing of going, just kind of escaping from all the garbage in the news today, and kind of reminiscing and going into those fun times, and then inviting my sister and hearing what she had, what she remembers of things that I might have completely forgotten about, and just enjoying it that way.
Well, Beth, it certainly sounds like an awesome platform and really has been good to have you bring focus to JamBios here on EPN today. We're speaking with Beth Carvin, the CEO of JamBios, a memoir writing platform with a one memory at a time storytelling format that lets you write in bite-sized chapters and invite family and friends to add details with a click here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the business side of things, tell us what's your revenue model.
Very good. I am a big proponent on having a strong revenue plan before you start any business endeavor. I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years, and you have to know where the money is going to come from. In the case of JamBios, because it's so new and unique kind of product or service, we developed a three-pronged strategy toward revenue just to make sure that there would be some way to succeed. So we have kind of three different things that we're working with. One is print books. So we've created a really neat feature to allow our users to turn part or all of their JamBio into a hard copy keepsake book. So, of course, these are their life stories, their memories, their memoirs. So it's a natural fit to want to save those into a printed version. Our number two is premium features. So when we were starting, we left this really open of, you know, we didn't want to decide for the users what would be of value to them. But as we've been going, we're starting to see what it is that people will be open to paying for or interested or want to have to pay for, whether it's like premium cover photos or help with proofreading, or we've made these printable formatted PDFs and things like that. So that one will continue to expand as we learn more about our users. And then the third, which is really where we're working towards, is our corporate JamBios. So corporate JamBios is where we're looking at those big, old, nostalgic brands to be able to showcase their corporate heritage and to interact with consumers around nostalgia for their companies. So nostalgia marketing is kind of a big thing right now. A lot of the research on nostalgia in a corporate environment has shown that, or actually I should say from a marketing standpoint, has shown that people are more likely to spend money or to spend more money once they're in kind of a nostalgic mood. And, of course, JamBios is all about the nostalgia, so we want companies to be able to have fun with their consumers around their brands with their old TV commercials and fun things like that.
Well, it sounds like you've done an awesome job here, and we really wish you nothing but the best and continued success. Before you go, and in conclusion, what advice would you give to anyone who has an idea for a company and wants to make it a reality like yourself?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You want to think through what you're doing very carefully, and you really do need to have a solid plan, whether you're writing a business plan or not. You need to have a solid plan for yourself, for your product and your service, your services, and for the part that people, I think, leave out the most is for your marketing and sales. How are you going to get customers? How are you going to get somebody to pay for what you're doing? When I work with young entrepreneurs, I think the biggest weakness that I see in their plans is around how they're going to get the customers and what the actual cost of doing so is. So I would say a good sales plan and a good salesperson are really invaluable and usually the last thing that entrepreneurs think about. And of course, if you are confident in what you're doing, I'm sure everyone must say this to you, but it's the go for it. Regardless of what the naysayers tell you, you're going to have naysayers every step of the way. But if you do your homework, if you're pretty certain, if you feel like you're on track, go for it.
Beth, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of JamBios. If listeners wanted to get further details and take advantage of this platform, where can they get further details online?
Absolutely. We are at jambios.com, which is J-A-M for jamming your memories, and bios, B-I-O-S, like your biography. So jambios.com, you'll find us and register. It's 100% free to use Jambios, so we hope everyone gives it a try.
And you can't beat that. Again, Beth, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was great to have you with us.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Beth Carvin, the CEO of Jambios, a memoir writing platform with a one memory at a time storytelling format that lets you write in bite-sized chapters and invite family and friends to add details with a click. And for further details, visit jambios.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.